End of one quarter here in the Tiger Den on this Saturday afternoon. Warsaw leads Chesterton 11-9.
Warsaw now 3 of 9 from the field for 33%. Both teams with only one turnover, and the rebounding battle right now is 7-6 in favor of Warsaw.
Trojans ball to start quarter two coming to the near end. Trailing by two. Guest off a screen, Trey Davis right there with him. Guest into the corner, Parrish. Down to the baseline, Sims. He works his way in the lane on Heckman. Half hook is no good, but a foul's going to be called. A pushing foul against the Warsaw Tigers. I think Heckman's probably going to get it. It's his first.
What makes Sims so dangerous is Warsaw did what they needed to do. He was probably about 5 feet up off the block, but he's still able to use his body, and he's quick enough to get to the basket.
Sims on the inbounds, drives right, banks it high off the glass and in. Justin Sims with four. Bad pass in the backcourt. Out of bounds, though, to the Tigers is Parrish, who is their version of Jackson Gould when it comes to that stuff. Happily almost baiting the Tigers to throw that lob pass.
They have a couple guys on their team that just flat out will give as maximum effort as possible just to try to give their team a little bit more of advantage, and Parrish is certainly one of them.
Carson Gould drives right. Baseline pass. Davis got free and scores. Trey with his first two. Warsaw 13, Chesterton 11. Up the far sideline, Guest. Oh, he threw it right back at Parrish, who was right next to him. Stolen by Trey Davis. Across to Heckman, who fakes on Sims and puts it up. It wouldn't go. And the rebound's grabbed by Sims for Chesterton. A minute gone, quarter two. Warsaw leads by two. Now Parrish gets away from Gould. Pass deflected. Look out. That's a headhunter for cheerleaders. Out of bounds. Down here below us. That hand, that hit at least one set of Tiger hands, maybe two. On the inbounds out to Parrish. Looks back at Mark Urban. And Parrish will set things in motion. Furmanek out top for Casper, who's back in the game. Parrish, two-man game with Furmanek. Brant Martin did a good job of keeping him out of the lane. Parrish drives in, shoots it, missed it. Long rebound, tap, and grabbed by Davis. Up ahead, Jackson Gould, right wing. Skip pass across, tipped and taken away by Furmanek for Chesterton. Across the line, Owen Guest. Near sideline to Parrish. Back out to Guest. Now on the right side, they dump it out to Sims on the baseline. Up the baseline, out the other side. Guest dribbles in the lane, throws it across to Parrish. Parrish down to Furmanek on the baseline. Got around Martin, wheels back the baseline, couldn't shoot. Martin recovered beautifully. Parrish at the right elbow, backs it out. Good defense by Warsaw. Backdoor lob inside Furmanek, right over the head of Martin for two. Furmanek's got six, and we're tied at 13. Pressure coming. Carson Gould between a double team. Ahead to Martin, one-on-one against Furmanek. He'll lob it back out to Jackson Gould. 5:48 left to play. Second quarter, even at 13. Far side for Carson Gould. Back across to Jackson as Warsaw spreads the floor a little bit. Jackson to the foul line. Dumps it left. Carson Gould had it run down his leg, but it's grabbed by Heckman. Heckman starts to dribble forward against Sims. He jumps a pass to the corner. Gould a 4-3. Nope, air ball. And out of bounds off of Trey Davis. It belongs to Chesterton. Bricker and Jaeger in for the Tigers. Three guys check out. Who's still in the game? Somebody's still in the game for Warsaw. Jackson goes back out there. I know it. They don't have Travis Grace anymore, but they're better than playing 4-on-5.
Yeah. And it kind of seems like after that defensive stand that they just had and then gave up a layup, that guys kind of started dropping their heads, and that's what you can't afford if you're Warsaw.
Now on the right wing, Furmanek holding waist high. One dribble with the left hand. Now picks up his dribble. Gives it off on the sideline to Casper. Down in deep, Furmanek. Furmanek backs in on Jaeger. Wheels in, shoots a lefty and scores. He's got eight. Chesterton back to the lead, 15-13.
And right there, he's just patient. Furmanek just pump fakes, kind of pivots away from Luke and is able to get away from him and finish.
Heckman, right side Jackson Gould, right back out to Heckman. A catch and shoot straight out three, no good. Rebound tipped by Sims, out of bounds off of Sims. And Warsaw will get another opportunity. With 4:37 left to play in the first half, Chesterton 15, Warsaw 13. Here comes Nix back in the game for Chesterton. Sims, they just took Sims out and he went to run to the scores table, it looked like.
I think he's going to the training room.
Oh, okay. On the inbounds, Carson Gould out to Heckman. Heckman drives in the lane, pulls up from 8 feet and scores. Drew with his first field goal, he's got three. Warsaw 15, Chesterton 15. Down the lane comes Picorni. He lost the ball, taken away. Ahead to Jackson Gould, racing in, puts it up lefty from the right side for two more. Warsaw back to lead, 17-15. Down the lane, Cooper Parrish. Gould got hit in the face. Three-pointer good in the corner by Picorni. And Jackson sprung a leak. Both teams have players that I think are bleeding. Gould got hit right in the lip. This is an injury timeout, not a taken timeout.
On that last pass, Carson Gould throws it about 20 feet ahead of Jackson so Jackson can go get it. And so then Jackson comes down and tries to, you know, play some help side defense and gets a shoulder right into the mouth.
Well, I'm not sure if we got two guys who both have bloody lips. Hal Gunner is going to go take Justin Sims back up that way to try to get him to the training room. We're not sure if that's where Corey's at or not. Jackson Gould also headed that same direction. So they're looking for blood on the court. Do they?
Yeah,
they
there's
found
definitely
some?
One spot there, I see.
I need new glasses because I can't see it. But I believe you because both those guys were bleeding pretty good.
Yeah. And neither situation was a malicious. That was just, you know, guys playing hard right here. Jackson gets hit with a shoulder on a guy that's driving to the basket. It's just unavoidable at times.
So both teams standing in front of their benches. Jackson Gould comes out from the northeast corner. But the blood on the floor is still the issue. Heckman's going to get a drink. Everybody else talking about the situation. It's a free timeout for the coaches. David Wayne primarily handling these duties. And Leslie Jackson comes to the rescue. Oh, I see it now. Leslie's leaned right over it. So I see it. Yeah, that was a pretty big splotch, wasn't it? So Leslie's getting that cleaned up for us. Matt Moore went up the hallway. I don't know if he went to the training room to check on Jackson. Jackson came out the other side.
I think he just went to go grab a bottle of water. He's thirsty. At least that's what it looks like as he's carrying it in.
4:02 left to play in the first half. We have a delay here to clean up blood on the floor. Warsaw trailing Chesterton 18-17. Warsaw Community High School would like to thank the following athletic department sponsors for helping make the live video streaming of home Tiger sporting events on the Tiger Broadcast Network free to all viewers. Lakeside Chevrolet, Sim Financial, Summers Plumbing and Heating, and Warsaw Buick GMC. Play goes on. Jaeger trapped in the backcourt. Bounces it, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Picorni for Chesterton.
That's the second time there where Luke takes one dribble and picks it up. He has got to keep strong with the ball, and if he's going to dribble, he's got to go somewhere with it because once you pick that up, that's when everybody's swarming you.
Jaeger's out of the game. Martin breaks the press. Out of Jackson Gould, out in front of the scorer's table. One dribble and across to Heckman. 3:45 left to play, first half. Warsaw trails Chesterton 18-17. Heckman on the drive, jumps a pass to the corner to Martin, up the sideline, Jackson Gould across to Carson Gould. Carson back across Heckman. He shoots for a three, no good. Rebound grab by Tyler Parrish for Chesterton. In transition, he'll peel out but keep the dribble. Now at the top, Warsaw comes to trap. Down to the baseline for Furmanek. In the corner, three by Picorni, same spot, different result. Martin the rebound for Warsaw. Heckman in the middle of the court. Starts up the middle. Zigzagging his way in. Lost the ball. Taken away. Taken away by Casper. Drives in. Blocked by Heckman. And out of bounds.
And see, that's the difference between the Drew Heckman that we're starting to see comparable to maybe 2 weeks ago. He turned the ball over at the offensive end, but that did not affect him sprinting the floor, blocking that shot, and trying to give his team an opportunity to get a defensive stop instead of giving up a wide-open layup.
Bocorni to throw it in. No, check that. It'll be Guest to throw it in. Most of Chesterton's players above the free throw line. Sims has it deep right corner, hands back to Guest. He's picked up by Jackson Gould. Cross to Bocorni. Back out top, and then to the rights for Sims. Down in deep, ball knocked away by Martin, but Martin could not get to it. And he wisely did want to save it because he would have automatically created a 5-on-4 with his absence.
Well, and that makes it even harder against this Chesterton team to play good post defense. And right there, Brandt's able to recover. But, man, Chesterton posts so hard, and they all just are really good at getting to the block and then pinning you. Brandt was able to slow the free.
Casper, a whistle, foul away from the ball. Heckman on Sims, methinks. Yes. Drew with his second foul. Heckman's coming out, Trey Davis in with 2:46 left in the half, and Chesterton leading 18-17.
Well, and like you talked about in the pregame, where Chesterton's improved their free throw shooting this year. Last year it wasn't necessarily a problem to foul him. This year it is.
Sims on the baseline, half hook, air ball. Luke Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. Ahead to Carson Gould, 2.5 minutes left to play first half. Warsaw trails 18-17. Jackson Gould way out on the left. Backs it out beyond the volleyball line, then bounces back across. Now Carson Gould back to Jackson near the scorer's table. Warsaw sprinting the floor. Mart will now come to that far sideline. And now Carson Gould and Jackson Gould will switch spots. Carson drives right in the corner. Bricker, a catch and shoot three. It's good. You could see that coming, couldn't you, Jared?
Yep, and that's the reason they did that is because Carson is so quick to get his shoulders behind or ahead of his defender, he can make that pass.
Try from the left. Casper lays it up and in. Tied at 20, our fourth tie. We've had six lead changes. Carson Gould up the right sideline to Bricker. Bricker is going to be called for traveling. Indecision. He dragged the pivot foot. Out of bounds to Chesterton with 1:48 left in the half.
Brent Martin came across on his cut, and he was open along the basket line but kind of cut through that area. I think Luke was going to try to throw it to him towards the block, and when he ran through it, that option was no longer there, and he ended up dragging his foot.
I don't know where Corey Branham went, but he went somewhere, and he came back, and now they're telling him all the stuff he missed when he was gone. Guest, near sideline, Parrish, and a whistle and a foul away from the ball. This would be on Trey Davis. Again, against Sims. His first, and by my count, that's 7. And free throws coming up here for Justin Sims, who's really improved his free throw shooting. He was like, what I remember is mid-50s.
Yep.
He's at 72%. He's 0-for-1 in this game. But if the way he plays and gets the free throw line, if he could shoot low 70s, Mark Urban will take that all day. Free throw up and good. Sims has a little piece of gauze sticking out of the bottom of the nose from where he got hit earlier in the half.
Poor Ron Day. His head's on a swivel. Coach Moore got a piece of him over on the sideline, and now Mark Urban's also won a piece. So he's going to have a busy day.
Sims makes both free throws. 6 points, 2 out of 3 at the line. Long pass down the court, intercepted. Martin's pass picked off by Casper. Underneath the Sims for the dunk. And when I say dunk, I mean a heavy one-handed right-hander. Timeout Warsaw. 1:28 left to play in the half. Chesterton leads 24-20. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. By the way, the King's back in the house. Al Rhodes is here watching the game. Doesn't have a notepad with him, though. That's unusual. 24-20 Chesterton. As we're once again in a delay while they clean up blood from earlier incidents.
I'm going to assume Coach Rhodes asked Kathy if she would like to come to a basketball game on a Saturday afternoon that they had free, and she said, why don't you go with Mr. Cook? You guys just go ahead and have fun.
That's right. Everything cleaned up. David Wayne gives Mrs. Jackson a fist bump, and we're ready to resume play. Mark runs the end line to get it into Jackson Gould. He'll lob up to the near sideline, Carson Gould, then on ahead to Bricker. Bricker will let everybody fly on by, and they'll settle into an offensive set. 1:18 left to play in the half. Chesterton 24, Warsaw 20. Bricker off a screen, picked up on the switch by Parrish. Now Jackson Gould between the circles. Now to Martin. Martin hands back to Jackson. Jackson on the wing, drives in, jumped the pass, taken away. He jumped with no idea where he was going to go with it. It's stolen by Tyler Parrish. Parrish in transition. Left side for Snyder. Kicks it back to Parrish for an NBA three, and it's good. His second three-pointer, one in each quarter. Chesterton has scored the last eight. Check that, the last nine, and they lead 27-20. Carson Gould right side. Underneath Davis, reverse layup, no good. Fights for his own rebound, couldn't get it. Grabbed by Chesterton. Casper will jog it up, and now Chesterton with a chance to finish off this half in style. And Carson Gould, or Casper runs right down the lane, ran over Davis, but Davis didn't even really know he was coming. That's a foul on Trey, and that will send Casper to the free throw line for two.
It might have been better off if he realized he wasn't coming at all, because I think Trey was going across the lane, but then when he saw him, he tried to pull out and be able to take that charge, but he wasn't set in time, and it's another good call by Jack Rupley.
Casper puts the free throw up and in.
He looks different without a Manchester baseball hat on.
Two. Totally true. One more coming up for the 6'2 senior. That's up. It's short. Rebound one hand for Davis. Tigers need a hoop here before the half. They've got 2-for-1 opportunity here. Chance to score at the end of the second, and they have the possession to start the third. Jackson Gould, who's had a very quiet first half. Tigers down by 8, 12 seconds left to go before the end of the first half. Carson Gould, 8-7, off the right, down to the block. Looking, spinning, threw a pass, deflected off the backboard wire and out of bounds. Warsaw maintains possession. With 1.5 left, Carson Gould to throw it in, baseline left at the far end. A lot of grabbing and holding going on here. Looking. They dump it inside. Jackson Gould missed it at the buzzer. He was open, threw it up off the glass, too high, no good. And at halftime, Chesterton 28, Warsaw 20. First half scoring comes your way after this two-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den. Chesterton with a late run goes up 28-20 on Warsaw here on this Saturday afternoon. For Chesterton, Tyler Parrish, a couple of three-pointers. He's got six. Logan Picorni, a three-pointer. Sean Casper's got three. And then with 8 points, Justin Sims, six of those in the second quarter. And Nick Furmanick, the 6'5 junior, with 8 points evenly split between the first and the second. For Warsaw, Trey Davis, 2, Jackson Gould, 5, including a three-point basket, Luke Bricker, 3, Drew Heckerman, 3, Brant Martin, 4, and Luke Yeager with 3. It was 11-9 Warsaw at the end of one. Chesterton outscored the Tigers 19-8 in the second to build up an 8-point lead of 28-20. We were tied on four occasions, 2-13, 15, and 20, and we had six first-half lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 44-26. Elijah Wright had 10. The JV's now won six in a row. They're 12-5. And the freshman team from Chesterton beat Warsaw down in the Career Center gym 30-13. Here it's 28-20. Chesterton with the lead at the half. Jared's got the first-half stats, and those are next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Tiger Den. Chesterton 28, Warsaw 20. Time for the first half stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Go ahead, Jared.
For Chesterton, they finished 10 of 19 from the field for 52%. That included 3 of 5 from behind the three-point line. 5 of 9 at the free throw line. Chesterton had 10 total rebounds and 3 turnovers. For Warsaw, they finished 7 of 19 from the field for 36%. 3 of 7 from behind the 3-point line. 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Warsaw had 12 total rebounds and 6 turnovers. points off turnovers. Chesterton had 9. Warsaw had 2. Neither team recorded a second chance point. Points per possession, Chesterton played to a 1.16, while Warsaw played to a 0.80. And points off the bench, Chesterton had 3, Warsaw had 5.
6 turnovers is normal pace for Warsaw, who averages about 12.5 turnovers a game. Shooting, 7 of 19. This is where Coach Moore talks about getting open shots. And not a lot of Warsaw shots were open. Most of them were contested.
Yeah, most of them were contested because you didn't necessarily see a lot of ball movement swinging side to side. There was a couple plays where Trey Davis would back cut, and he had open layups. This is just a mirror image of what last year was up at Chesterton, except for instead of being down 12 last year, we're only down 8 this year. Now, we came out really hot in the third quarter. Let's see if Warsaw can kind of, the first 4 minutes, set the tone and come out hot here.
28-20, halftime, Chesterton with the lead, Warsaw with the ball when we start the third quarter of play. Halftime stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. We start the third in 2 minutes on News Now Warsaw.